The following shir has been presented by Dayan Yohannesen David Hul, Dayan for the Beis Avad in Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Avad Halacha Center. For contract and iska draft and review, wills and estates, or other halachic services, please call 1-888-485-8223 or visit thehalachacenter.org.
Psachim Taf Yud Beis. In the Gemara of Psachim Taf Yud Beis on the Beis, the Gemara brings a brisa. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, hey Nusarei Shemli B'Shas B'Yurim, Aval B'Shas B'Yurim Ash Posoza B'Chol Dovo. The Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein B'Yur Chomets El Estreifa. The only way to do B'Yur Chomets, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is by burning the Chomets. This Mishnah is on Daf Kaf Aleph and Medalef. The Chachomim Oimrim, however, the Chachomim say, Af Mefareh V'Zeri L'Ruach O'Matu L'Yom. Alternatively, one can crumble up the chomets and throw it to the wind, or one can throw it into the sea. Various different ways of destroying the chomets. However, Rabbi Yehuda says the mitzvah of biur chomets, tashbisu sar mi botechem, on Erev Pesach, must be done dafka by sreifa. Now, our Gemara brings a brisa which limits Rabbi Yehuda's din. Rabbi Yehuda says, when is this? Shelo b'shas biur. Aval b'shas biur hashpasoze b'chol davar. Says Rashi, Shelo b'shas biur is b'tchilas sheish v'chol sheish takat mid'orais l'shorim. Rashi said Shelo b'shas biur means Erev Pesach before Chatzos. At that time, it's mutter min ha'Torah to possess chomets, but one has to destroy one's chomets. Then there's a mitzvah ein biur chomets el esreifa. However, b'shas biur, which means from Chatzos Erev Pesach onwards, when it's also to own any chomets whatsoever. Until after Pesach, all of that period of time from Chatzos Erev Pesach throughout Pesach is called B'shas Biuro, and then Rabbi Yehuda is Moida as Mitzvah Biur Chometz anywhere you want. Love Dak the Threifa. Someone who finds Chometz on Pesach can get rid of it anyway, according to the Gemara in Rashi's explanation. Tosis, as we shall see shortly, Mitzvah Shem learns differently. Now, let's consider a very interesting Rambam. The Rambam in Perek Beis of Hilchos Chometz HaMatzah, Halacha Beis, says a very interesting halacha. Now, the Girsa we have in the Rambam actually doesn't say it, but the Kesef Mishnah brings down the Girsa in the Rambam as follows. When can one do bittul chometz? One can annul one's chometz. So that's only on chometz which one doesn't know about. Chometz she'ein yodua. That chometz yodua has to be destroyed. Now we know that to get rid of chometz before Pesach, one has one of two options: either to do biur chometz by destroying it, or to do bittul chometz. Bittul chometz is when a person declares that the chometz, as far as I'm concerned, is like afra da'ara, it's like hefka. There's a machlokes paplaskin that a bittul actually works as a mitam hefka. It actually works as a type of hefka of declaring the chometz ownerless, and thus one doesn't own the chometz, or perhaps it's not actually hefka, it's a slightly different concept. It's bittul, is its own concept of annulling the chometz and considering it like afra da'ara, and in that way one doesn't own it. But I'll put it that clear that there is a mitzvah of getting rid of the chometz which can be done either via biur or via bittul. Where do we learn the concept of bittul chometz from? There's various different drushes in Chazal. One, the Targum translates Tashbisu as Tavatlun, which is a Lashon of Bittul. There's a Sifri which darshens Leye Roye Lecho, Elo Batel Belibcho. So there's various different drushes of Chazal of where we learn the Musig of Bittul Chometz from. But that's clear in the Gemara in several places that one can do a mitzvah of Bittul Chometz. Says the Rambam, according to the Gears of the Kesef of the Mishnah in the Rambam, Bittul Chometz only works for Chometz you don't know about. If I own any chometz and I don't know at the moment of its whereabouts or its existence, I can be mevatel it. However, if I know about the chometz, then I'm mechuyev to be mevareh. I have to actually destroy it rather than be mevatel it. Now, there are various questions on this Rambam from various Gemaras, and the Kesef Mishnah answers them. But the most difficult kasha on this Rambam is the Gemara in Dav Vav Amud Beis. Now, the Gemara says, after one has done B'tikas Chometz on Erev Pesach, one then has to do B'tikas Chometz as well. And the Gemara has a shy of why this is necessary. And the Gemara concludes that Shema Yimtso Gluska Yofel Vitata Ilafeh. Although you've done a Badikas Chometz and you've destroyed everything that you found, nonetheless you might have missed something. And then you might find this Chometz which you missed, a nice piece of Chometz, a Gluska Yofel, on Pesach itself, Vitata Ilafeh, and you will intend to keep it. And thus you'll be over by the Oroya of Bani Motzei. And therefore you should do Bittul Chometz as well, Erev Pesach, after your Badika, in order to annul the chometz that shouldn't belong to you. Ask the Gemara, Lechi Mashkachas Leiliv today. What's the problem? If you happen to find some chometz on Pesach, then as soon as you find it, you can do the battle of chometz. So the Gemara, no, that you can't do. Because Shnei Devorim Einem B'Shusha Chalodam Batsor Nakos of Ki'ile Haim B'Shusha Ve'ilu Haim Chometz the Pesach U'Boi B'Shusha Rabim. The Melazza says there's two things which are in the person's possession. They're not really in his possession, but the Torah puts it as if they're in his possession. And that's Chometz on Pesach and the Boi Rosh Hashanah. Someone who digs a pit in Rosh Hashanah is responsible for any damage that this causes, even though the pit doesn't belong to him, because it's in the public thoroughfare. Since he created it, the Torah puts it as if it belongs to him, and therefore he is responsible for any damage that it causes. So two such of Melazza, Chometz on Pesach, doesn't actually belong to anybody, because since it's osur b'hanor, it is already technically speaking out of a person's reshus. However, someone who didn't get rid of it before Pesach, the Torah puts it in his reshus in order to make him over a bali roi, bali motzeh. Says the Gemara, therefore, someone who wasn't mevatel chometz, even if he bedika, if he missed some chometz somewhere, there's a geluska yofa somewhere lying around which he didn't notice, if he finds it on Pesach, he cannot be mevatel it then. It's too late, because the chometz is not any more in his rishus, he cannot be mevatlit. The Torah puts it into his rishus to make him be over on bali roi bali motzeh, but it's too late to be mevatlit chometz. So from Erev Pesach, chatzais, which is when the isra of bali roi bali motzeh begins, till after Pesach, it's too late to be mevatlit chometz. Technically speaking, bittul doesn't work, because the chometz is out of one's rishus regarding the halachos of bittul. And therefore, says the Gemara, it would be too late to be mevatlit then, and therefore one has to be mevatlit chometz on Erev Pesach after one's done bedika, just in case one missed a piece of chometz. So says the Gemara, and davar on the base. Now the question of the Rambam is clear. The Rambam says you cannot do bittul chometz on chometz which you know about. You can only do bittul chometz on chometz which you don't know about. But if you know about it, you have to destroy it. And here, the Gemara says, mefurish, not like that. Because the Gemara says that the Chimashkachas lay live today. The Gemara asks the question, when you find the Chometz on Pesach, you can do Bittul then. The answer of the Gemara is not that if it's Chometz you'll do it, if you know about it, you cannot be Mevatel it. The answer of the Gemara is that on Pesach itself, you can never be Mevatel Chometz, because the Chometz is out of your Shus with regards to Halachas of Bittul. But if not for that problem, it's clear from the Gemara Lechor that one could be Mevatel Chometz, even though one knows about it, because the Gemara is discussing a case where you find the chometz on Pesach, and the Gemara suggests to the Halamim that you could actually be mevatel like chometz as soon as you find it. Well, that's chometz yodua. How can the Rambam say the bittul doesn't work on chometz yodua? Here is a mefurish of the Gemara that it does work on chometz yodua. Now, in order to answer this, there was a Rav who lived in Vilna just over 100 years ago. His name was Rav Zalman Pinchas HaKohen Kaplan. He was actually my maternal great-grandfather. And he gave a drosha on Shabbos HaKadol, going back over 100 years. And he discussed this Rambam and this Kasha. And in order to answer this, he quoted a Kasha from the Pnei Yeshua. The Pnei Yeshua asks a very stark Kasha. On the one hand, as we mentioned before, you can do bittul chometz, and in that, you're not over on Bali or Bali Motzeh. On the other hand, there's a mitzvah of Biur Chometz. You can destroy the Chometz. Now, the Chachomim say, as we mentioned earlier, you can destroy the Chometz any way you want, you can the mitzvah Tashbisu. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Biur Chometz in a Shreifa. You can only destroy Chometz by burning. If you destroy it any other way, you're not mekam the mitzvah Tashbisu. Ask the Pnei Yeshua, how can it be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, then Ein Biur Chometz in a Shreifa, and yet you have the option of doing Bittul Chometz? Bittul Chometz is not Shreifa. Bittul Chometz is just a declaration that you're Mevatel the Chometz B'Libo. And that works to be mekayim the mitzvah of tashlishin and not to be over and bali roi bali motzeh. So how can it be that on the one hand you can do bittul, but if you want to actually destroy it, you have to do sreifa? If you crumble it up and throw it to the wind, like Chachamim say, or cast it into the sea, you're doing a bittul b'yodayim, which is even stronger than just a bittul b'peh. So how can it be that if you do a bittul b'peh, that's fine according to b'yodayim, but if you do a bittul b'yodayim, it doesn't work unless you do sreifa? So we'll ask the Pereishu, Zeh Shtake Kasha. So what was Zalman Pinchas Kaplan? But it could be that this was the Makur of the Rambam. The Rambam says that Bittul only works on Chometz which you don't know about. Chometz you know about, Bittul doesn't work. Where did he get that from? He got that from this Kasha of the Pereishu. If according to the Yehuda, in the Chometz at the Sreifa, and yet you can do Bittul, it must be that they apply to different types of Chometz. If you know about the chometz, then there's a mitzvah of biur chometz, the ein biur chometz in a sreifa, according to Rabbi Yehuda. If you don't know about the chometz, then ein biur chometz in a sreifa is not relevant because you don't know where the chometz is. That type of chometz, in case you own it, you can do a bittul on it, and you say I'm mavatel it. But if you know about the chometz, it must be the bittul doesn't work, and that's why Rabbi Yehuda can say ein biur chometz in a sreifa. That is the makor of the Rambam. Now, let's take this a stage further. According to Rashi, as we mentioned earlier, and our Gemara and Daf Yud Beis on base, Rashi's interpretation of the Braisa is that Yehuda says his halacha of ein biur chometz ela sreifa only shalov b'shas biura, which according to Rashi means before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. But once Chatzos comes along, from that point on and throughout Pesach, you can, even Yehuda agrees, hashposos b'chol dova. In that case, the Pereshu's kasha is very strong. Once Chatzos comes along, even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that Hashposos b'chol dova. And once Chatzos comes along, Bittul Chometz doesn't work at all. Because as we mentioned in that Vavon base, Shnei Devarim Einam Rishusi Shalom, one of the things which are out of a person's possession is Chometz from Chatzos Erev Pesach onwards throughout Pesach, that is out of one's wishes. The Torah puts it in one's wishes if one didn't get rid of it, but it's out of one's wishes, and Bittul Chometz does not work. So the only time Bittul works is before Chatzos Erev Pesach, and the only time Ein Biur Chometz in a Sreifa is before Chatzos Erev Pesach. Then we have the Bnei Shur's Kasha, then we have the Oichocha to the Rambam's Din, the Biur Chometz works on Chometz of Dua, Bittul only works on Chometz She'ein Yodua. Now let's come to the Gemara and Daf Vav Amud Beis. The Gemara's Havamina is that why do you need to do Bittul Chometz after you've done beer, in case you've missed something, in case you might find a Gelus Kli Ofer on Pesach? So what if you find it? As soon as you find it, you can do Bittul Chometz immediately. The answer to the Gemara is you can't do Bittul Chometz on Pesach, because on Pesach it's not in your Rishos, and therefore you can't do Bittul. But in the Havamina of the Gemara, we didn't know that you can't do Bittul. We thought you could do Bittul even on Pesach itself. In that case, the Tanei Yeshua's kasha is not shreya at all, in the Havamin of the Gemara. When did Rabbi Yehuda say Ein Biur Chometz Ela Sreifa? Before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, Shelo B'Shas Biura, according to Rashi and David Beis Amud Beis. But when does Bittul Chometz apply? After Chatzos and throughout Pesach, because in the Havamin of the Gemara we thought you could do Bittul. In that case, there's no Hochocha of the Din of the Rambam, that Bittul Chometz only works on Chometz She'ein Yodua. Could be Bittul Chometz works on Chometz Yodua itself. Aye, or the other says, Ein Biur Chometz Ela Sreifa, that's before Chatzos. After Chatzos, you can do Bittul Hashposos B'chol Dova. You can throw it to the wind, you can throw it to the sea, you can do Bittul Chometz. So in that stage, in the Havam in the Gemara, the Rambam's Din doesn't apply. And therefore, the Gemara can ask, V'chi Mashkachas Lei Liftei, when you find the Chometz, do a Bittul then. You can't ask from this Gemara on the Rambam, because in the Havamin of the Gemara, the Rambam agrees to this halacha, that Bittul works even on Chometz Yodua. In the Maskon of the Gemara says, no, after Chatzos on Erev Pesach, and from that moment on and throughout Pesach, the Chometz is not in your Rishus, and you cannot do Bittul. At that point, we now know that Bittul Chometz only works before Chatzos on Erev Pesach. Now we have the Kasha of the Bnei Yeshua. Ein Biur Chometz Ela Sreifa is also before Chatzos Erev Pesach. Bittul Chometz was also only before Chatzos Erev Pesach. How can that be? It must be that Bittul works on Chometz only She'ein Yodua, and Biur Chometz works on Chometz Yodua. But even as from the Kavamin of the Gemara, the Rambam agrees at that stage in the Gemara's logic, it's not Mukhat that Bil Chometz only works on Chometz Shein Yodua, and therefore the Gemara can ask, V'chi Mashkech as they live today. Once the Gemara answers that Bil Chometz doesn't work on Pesach, it only works before Chatzos on Erev Pesach, then the Bnei Yeshua's Kasha comes back, then comes the Kocha of the Rambam that Bil Chometz only works on Chometz Shein Yodua. So with that, he answers the Kasha on the Rambam. Now, coming back to our Gemara, that is based on the base, Tosfos argues on Rashi. Tosfos says that when the Buddha says, Ein Bil Chometz Ela Sofer, is only Shelo B'Shas Biur. But B'Shas Biur HaShpasos B'Chol Dovor is exactly the opposite to how Rashi learns. Tosfos says, Shelo B'Shas Biur is on Pesach itself, from Chatzos Erev Pesach onwards. That's when the Buddha says, Ein Bil Chometz Ela Sofer. But B'Shas Biur is actually before Chatzos Erev Pesach, the exact opposite from Rashi. Rashi says, Bil Buddha holds Ein Bil Chometz Ela Sofer only before Chatzos Erev Pesach. From Chatzos onwards and throughout Pesach, he agrees Hashpasos b'chol davar. Tosfos is exactly the opposite. Before Chatzos Erev Pesach, Rabbi Yehuda agrees Hashpasos b'chol davar. After Chatzos Erev Pesach and then throughout Pesach, that's when Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Bil Chometz Ela Sofer. That's how Tosfos learns the brayso on Daf Yud Beis on the base. In that case, Zok Shmuel and Pinchas, we have Bichlal Barachocha to the Bnei Rambam. The Kasha the Bnei Yeshua doesn't start. What was the Pnei Yeshua's kasha? How can it be that on the one hand the Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Bil Chometz Ela Sofer, and yet he holds that Bittul Chometz also works? Surely Mefarei Lazer Ruach Matil Hayom is Bittul Be'Adayim. If Bittul Be'Peh and Be'Lev works, then surely any other form of Tashbisu works. The answer is Bichlal not Shver. Bittul Chometz only works before Chatzos and Erev Pesach, because after Chatzos and Erev Pesach it's not Bereshus Uschav. Rabbi Yehuda says Ein Bil Chometz Ela Sofer only after Chatzos and on Pesach itself. That's according to Tosfos. In which case there's no kasher at all. If you're destroying the chometz before Chatzos, you can do Bittul Chometz, and Rabbi Yehuda agrees you can do any other type of destruction as well. When did Rabbi Yehuda say Bittul Chometz Ela Sofer? Only after Chatzos, Erev Pesach, and on Pesach itself. In that case, you can't do Bittul, so there's no kasher. In that case, we have no halacha to the Nun and the Rambam. So if the Rambam held like Rashi, we can understand the Rambam's Hechocha, the Bittul Chometz only works in Chometz Shein Yodua. But the Shulchan Aruch and those of us who pass on like Tosfos and hold Ein Bil Chometz Ela Sofer is after Chatzos and on Pesach. But before Chatzos, Hashpasos B'chol Davar, there's no Hechocha, the Bittul Chometz doesn't work on Chometz Yodua. And therefore, Halacha L'maisa, we can hold like Tosfos, and hold not like the Rambam, and we would hold the Bittul Chometz even works on Chometz Yodua. It was not Shvever with Yehuda, because we would have said Ein Bil Chometz Ela Sofer after Chatzos. Before Chatzos, is my dash Pasos B'chol Davar. Just to finish off, there's an Inyan with a nice Tova Drush, which is also said by Rav Zalman Pinchas HaKohen Kaplan. He says that Yodua in the Sprach of the Kadmonim, that there are four elements in the physical world: Ruach, Esh, Ofar, and Mayim, earth, wind, fire, and water. And he says that in the spiritual world, the person's neshama is made up also of these four elements of fire, wind, earth, and water. And he says that, as all the Kadmonim say, destroying the chometz is a remez also that one has to get rid of the Yetzahara, so to speak, the Yetzahara, the evil inclination, is the Sa'osha, the Issa. One has to get rid of it on Erev Pesach, before one comes into Pesach. And he says that one has to use the four koichas of the Neshama to destroy the Yetzahara, the Sa'osha, the Issa. And we find a remez to this in the words of Chazal. Let's look again at the machlokes that we have here between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan. Rabbi Yehuda says, Ein Bil Chometz Ela Sofer. Sofer is fire. The Chachamim say, Do Hashpasos B'chol Davar. Well, what was the example the Chachamim gave in the Mishnah, Daf Kaf Aleph Amud Aleph? Af Mefarei Lazor Ela Ruach, that's the element of Ruach, of wind, O Matil Layom, or throw it into the sea, which is water. Finally, as we mentioned, there's another way of getting rid of your chometz, and that is through Bittul Chometz. Bittul Chometz is that you say you have a hefker ka'afra ta'ara, that you makshir the chometz as if it's offal, as earth. So we see These four elements, the Chazal say, are the ways of destroying the chametz in the physical world by either fire or water or wind or earth. So too, one should use the four kochos of the neshama to destroy the se'osh of Isa, and in that way approach the chag of Yetzias Mitzrayim.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.